Jack, obviously, just the first full day of workouts with the whole team, but Mike, let all of us know that you're going to start on Friday. What kind of significance does that have?
Well, it means the start of the season. It's just, it's game one of spring training, you know. Everybody here is ready to go. It was go time from today. You finally got everybody together. So all it means is it's the start of the season, the start of spring training. Games get going. So for everybody here, everybody's excited to get going, kind of get started, get things going, you know. Get everybody here today was awesome. So it's just, it's game one. That's it.
Are there challenges to only having a couple of days with the full squad working out? I know you guys have been going since last week, or do you like the opportunity to get games started quickly this year compared to the last couple of years?
I think that just plays in everybody's preparation. If you're prepared and you do all your preparation in the off season, you're ready to go. It doesn't matter how much time you get before games get going. Like if you're taking that time in the off season to be prepared, you know, you come into spring training ready to go, or at least for the most part ready to go, work a few things out here and there. So it doesn't matter. It just makes the off season more important.
So how do you get the news? Do they call you in? Do they just casually walk by and be like, oh yeah, hey, by the way, Friday's yours? I mean, what, how'd you get the news?
It was simple, you know. You just let me know before my bullpen yesterday. Kept it real simple, so nothing special.
Does it mean a little bit more to you, though? I mean, I know you said it's the start of season, but is that? I mean last year you're just walking around here for the first time. This year you're making the first start.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Weaver started game one last year. I'll start this year, but I'm not gonna sit here and be like, wow, it's amazing. Like, it's, I'm just ready. Everybody here is ready to just kind of get going, get playing. We'll get a few days under our belt of being together as a squad. You know, like 4 days or whatever it is, and then. You know, and then games get going. That's when the fun really, like, kind of gets to start. You get to see everybody in their element, you know, see what everybody's done and see what kind of where everybody's at.
Were there specific building blocks from last spring, even off the field stuff, being in the big league clubhouse, that you think contributed to the steps you were able to take and how quickly you were really dominant, especially in Double A?
Yeah, just watching. I mean, I'm very observant. It's kind of how I am. I'm not really going to. You know, I'm not one to really engage or talk too much. I learn by watching. And so watching the way that, you know, a lot of the guys went about their business, you know, very detailed. Everything is very detail-oriented, very specific about what they're doing each and every day and how they go about their business. And that just, I kind of took that and tried to kind of run with it and put it into my own program and maybe tinker my program a little bit. So just from that aspect, watching how they go about their business, it was definitely something that was fun to watch.
We've seen some tweaks already to the way you guys do things, not just the timing and location, but also first time in, I think, 20 years that a pitching coach has come in from outside the organization. What have your impressions been so far of Mike Maddux and about the way that some things are maybe a little bit different compared to last year?
You know, with the organization, when it comes to everybody, everything is detail-oriented. Everybody's putting in their work. Everybody's working hard to be the best at their job. You know, you want to do your job, do your part. So when it comes to that, everybody's very detail-oriented, making sure that they're doing what they need to do. And so Maddux, he's coming in. He's been very, you know, been very simple so far, but he's, you know, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. There's a reason we brought him in, and I think we're all going to see that.
Yeah, do you know how many pitches or innings you're going to throw?
No, I have no idea. We got live bullpens tomorrow, and I think there'll be more discussions after that. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. I'm not too like focused on it right now. Right now, I'm focused on tomorrow.
What are you gonna look for in the live bullpens, especially the first one of the spring?
Just kind of see how everything's coming out. You know, see if our hitters are noticing anything, or if something's come out a little bit different. If they're seeing anything, it's really good just to see how hitters are kind of responding to your pitches. See where you're at, and see, you know, for them, it's a good way for them to see where they're at too.
Back in St. Louis, the fans seem to get a kick out of this day, the first day everybody's together. For you, what are some of the things that stood out in all the speeches today?
Mike spoke to us in the morning, and Skip, he just got this, I don't know how to describe it, but he's got this, he just has this kind of dedication and voice where he really wants it, and he wants this club to do well. He wants us to win. He wants us to represent St. Louis well. He wants us to, he just wants us to win. And you could see it in his eyes. You could hear it in his voice. And so, you know, it starts from the top. And so if he's feeling that way, I think it just trickles down to everybody else, where everybody else is going to want to, you know, they're going to want to have that same intent to win.
It's awesome. Jack, the new pace of play rules came out today. Have you guys, they came out while you guys were on the field, so.
Like 6 mound visits and, no, we haven't talked about it. We've obviously heard just a little bit, but we haven't really talked about it. I'm sure it's something that will get talked about more. But no, you know, maybe little adjustments.
You're going to have less company. or fewer visitors.
I prefer it that way.
You've always been kind of quick, though, yeah.
Yeah, I prefer it that way. But as starters, you know, you don't want the game, you don't want to run the game quick. You don't want to run the game long. I mean, like, you're not trying to work slow. Everybody's trying to work quick and at a quick pace. So, you know, I've always preferred less visitors unless it was just like, you know, unless the catcher wanted to get across a certain point. Like, I feel like typically I can figure something out, or if the coach wanted to come out, address the whole infield and like be like, all right, this is the situation we got. But, you know, it's one of those things. Everybody's different. It's going to be adjustments for some people, and other people, you're really just going to continue to pitch your game.
A big picture for you, just being over like on this wall, looking around all the major league games and innings and accomplishments that you're sitting right in the middle of, is that any extra significance for you this year, knowing how many steps you took last year and obviously how the organization feels about you and some of the other young pitching?
Nah, it's just a confidence thing, you know, knowing that you were able to get to that point. But it's not just about getting there right now. It's about getting there and staying there and being able to do it for a long time. Being like, looking at his locker and see what he's done for all those years. He got there and he stayed there, but then he stayed there for a long time and he was at the top of his game for a long time and he's still doing it right now. So it's about getting to that point. It's not just about getting there. It's about getting to that point, staying there, and then continuing to do it and do it really, really well for a long time. So coming to this camp, it was a little bit different, feeling a little bit different vibe, but still the same attitude. Go in and work hard, get everything that I need to get done every day.